members of Blessed Savior Lutheran Church, visitors and friends. We've already had the sermon. We can sit down. Thank you, Phyllis. That was a message all the kids were listening to and the adults. You had our attention. Thank you. Have you ever been so tired that you could hardly put one foot in front of the other? Maybe you've done some yard work or cleaning. Maybe it was exhausting at work that day. Maybe you had a sick child and you were up in the night. Or you were at the hospital and didn't get much sleep. Or maybe it had to do with low iron or hemoglobin or some other health issue. Maybe you played a ball game, if it's some of you younger ones, or went for a run and you were just exhausted after that sport activity and your hands and your arms drooped. You could hardly lift one leg and put it in front of the next. Maybe you felt this way not because of some physical activity. Maybe it had to do instead with some mental or emotional issue that was exhausting you. If any of these things applied to you, or if there was some other circumstance that caused you to droop and be tired, then listen up. I've got good news. Our text is Hebrews 12:12. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. And the rest of the story will be coming in the message. Hands and knees not only shake from exhaustion, but when one was afraid. And that really gets us to the context of when these words were first spoken in Isaiah by the prophet. They were being invited to a promised land, a better day, a better time. And that's why they could lift their drooping hands and strengthen their weak knees. The people of God to whom Isaiah was speaking were in captivity, and he was telling them about a time when that wouldn't be the case. They wouldn't be prisoners. They'd be free again. They'd have a new Jerusalem, an everlasting rest. As we deal with our own times of tiredness and fear, God promises that he will eventually revive us, providing us a lasting rest and peace. Until then, we hear that call, and I hope those words will go through your mind this week as you come to some of those situations. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. And then we might add to courageously and confidently live out God's will for our lives, the purpose of our lives. What will enable you to lift those drooping hands and strengthen those weak knees to overcome weariness and fear? I'd like to suggest three things, and the first is attitude. Now, it's not that expression, they've got an attitude, a kind of a negative thing. This is another definition of attitude. And for the Christian, it's important to have a good attitude or perspective. The Cox Report on American Business said that 94% of Fortune 500 executives attribute their success to attitude more than any other ingredient. The better the attitude, the higher the output and success, the energy level, we might call it. Now, I know you're saying, I'm not a Fortune 500 executive and I don't plan to be one someday. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that attitude is very important in determining our energy level and what we achieve or what we endure. For instance, you may come home from work exhausted and then receive a phone call from a friend to go out and do some activity, one of your favorite enjoyable activities. Now, even though you're exhausted, the idea of the friendship and being able to do something you enjoy lifts you to lift those tired hands and weak knees and go and do. I know there are exceptions. There are physical causes of fatigue that can cause us to say no sometime to people, even though it might be an enjoyable activity or a friend. You may have some health issues that cause your tiredness, or maybe it's a treatment for a health issue like chemo or radiation or medications that make you tired. I understand. There are exceptions. Let me share an example of the importance of attitude by a couple senior citizens, two ladies, and they didn't have health problems. These two elderly sisters put a sign out in front of their house, and it said, "Antiques." And so people would stop, they'd get out of their cars, go see the ladies, and the ladies would have tea and cookies for them and be visiting with them. And they were enjoying the company, and all of a sudden the visitors would say, "Where are the antiques?" And the ladies said, "You're looking at them." And so even though these ladies were in advanced age and could have been thinking about the lack of their ability to do some things they used to do and looking on the downside of aging, they weren't depressed. They instead found something to do to show they cared for others. They accepted the limitations of their age and apparently had a good time too. Attitude isn't the only thing that sometimes determines our energy level. How we feel about ourselves is so important. If you feel bad about yourself, you probably have some of those drooping hands and weak knees. If you feel good about yourself, you're more likely to pull yourself up and keep going. Yeah. However, if we're down on ourselves, especially when we're suffering, then we may have drooping hands and weak knees. However, if we realize that our Heavenly Father loves us and cares for us deeply, sent His Son to die for our sins, then we will be able to lift up those tired hands and knees because our hearts are uplifted with that good news that He cares for us. There have been studies done on children showing how negative and positive interaction affects their behavior. Dr. Henry Goddard did work on the effects of criticism. And students in his experiment were measured with an aerograph, E-R-O-G-R-A-P-H, an aerograph. It measures your energy level. Students were instructed to run on a treadmill. And as the student became tired and exhausted on the treadmill, his energy level went down, as measured by the aerograph. If researchers said to the student, "You're lazy. Why are you dragging your feet? What's wrong with you?" The aerograph showed the energy level going down further. But if in this research project the children were given words like, "You're doing good. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you." Guess what happened? The energy level went up, and they kept going at a higher rate of speed on that treadmill. The beginning of Hebrews chapter 12 speaks of life as a race with encouragement. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The company of heaven is cheering us on. You're doing good. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. Think of that when you get those weak knees and drooping hands. Children of God, know that God loves us. The company of heaven are cheering us on in our suffering and in our grief. He says, I am with you always. Yes, St. Paul says to the church at Rome and to us, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That encouragement helps us to reach the finish line, to reach our heavenly goal, that heavenly rest that Isaiah talked about as the basis for being encouraged when we're tired or suffering or have weak knees or drooping hands. Yes, that encouragement inspires and empowers us to help others as well, to do the work that God has called us to do with the abilities and the gifts and the energy that He gives to us. God gives us that energy because we're His sons and daughters. And by His grace, through His Spirit, we find the energy to keep going with the right attitude, with positive self-esteem, and the purpose that He gives us. And the people of God said, Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, continue to keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until we come to that everlasting peace and rest in heaven. Amen.